almost 7:30, so let's get going.
Everybody ignores you now.
Are you ready, Ashley?
I'm ready. We're going.
All right, I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2019, 7:30 a.m. We'll go with roll call. Commissioner Mueller is not here. Commissioner Vlasic?
Here.
Commissioner Bassel?
Here.
Commissioner DeBeter?
Here.
Commissioner McCarver?
Here.
Commissioner Bevan?
Here.
Commissioner Byrne?
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Here.
Counsel Lacy?
Here.
Administrator Squires?
Here.
All right, do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
I'll second.
I'll move to approve the agenda as printed.
So motion by Commissioner DeBeter, a second by Commissioner Vlasic. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. The agenda's approved. Onto the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the October 22nd, 2019 special meeting, the minutes of the October 22nd, 2019 joint meeting, and the October 2019 administrator. Do we have a motion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bevan?
I move that we approve the consent agenda, which consists of the minutes of the October 22nd special meeting, the minutes of the October 22nd joint meeting, and the administrator's report.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner McCarver. Any discussion? And we can just do a voice vote on this one. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Sounded unanimous to me as well. And the motion carries. Onto the next one, the consideration of approval of the agreement of PC maintenance.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, items 5 and 6 are the exact same. They're just the renewal of the agreement with PC Maintenance to do the quarterly sweeping for both the Compass BRT parking lot and the Masonic Temple parking lot. The rates are the same as they have been in previous years. This is just a renewal for both.
Does anyone have questions for Ashley of it? If not, Counsel Lacy, can we get you to read the title of the first one, please?
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Board, this is Resolution 19-046. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the services agreement amendment between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance, LLC, for sweeping services for the Urban Renewal Agency on the Mason's parking lot, authorizing the execution of the agreement amendment by the Chair or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement amendment, authorizing administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement amendment, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Vlasic.
I'll make a motion. We approve Resolution Number 19-046 as read in by council.
And I would second that.
Motion by Commissioner Vlasic, a second by Commissioner DeBeter. Any discussion? If not, we will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassel?
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeter?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarver?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
And I as well. Resolution passes. All right, on to the next one. Unless anyone has any questions on that, we'll just have Todd go ahead and read the title of that. So it sounds like you're on, Counsel Lacy.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-047. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the amendment and extension of the agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance, LLC, for the sweeping services for the Urban Renewal Agency at the Compass BRT shared parking lot, authorizing execution of the agreement amendment by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement amendment, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement amendment, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion again that we approve Resolution Number 19-047 as read in by council.
Second. Is that Rob?
Yeah.
So a motion by Commissioner Vlasic and a second by Commissioner McCarver. Any discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassel?
Aye.
Commissioner
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Brunn.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. It's sweeping.
Is that curling sweeping?
Yeah.
It was coming.
Actually, out there.
Well, we have a professional here, so.
All right, on to the next item seven, the consideration approval of the facade improvement service.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is the agreement for the old saddle shop with RT Steinbrunner LLC. They submitted their application and the committee recommended approval. The board approved it, but we did take out, or you did take out the $3,800 for the sign. But everything else was approved. So that's what yields the original amount was 56, the total, 56,382 and 18 cents. Took out the $3,800, which is 52,582.18. Then you do half of that, that's the 26,291.09. And this is, as always, it's reimbursement based, so they have to complete it, submit the necessary documentation and photographs, that's all done and paid for. The rest of the agreement is our standard agreement as far as them maintaining records and allowing us to take a look at the site if we want to, monitor their performance, receive progress reports, and compliance with some of the general local and state and federal laws. And that's kind of the gist of it, Mr. Chairman. We also attach their proposal. They agreed to follow through with the proposal as presented, but again, it's reimbursement based, so if they don't, they don't get reimbursed.
Straightforward, I think.
I think so.
Do you have any questions from council lady or anyone? If not, is the,
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
I think this project is doing pretty cool. Downtown Meridian, it's nice to see these entrepreneurs spend money downtown to revitalize and to make our downtown a better place. Bring this company and their investments, maybe we can deal with that.
Agreed. Excited to see it open up.
Me too.
Nice to have some life on that side of the street. Unless there's anything else, council lady, if you want to add about that resolution, please.
Chairman, this is resolution 19-048. Resolution, the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the recipient agreement between Meridian Development Corporation and RT Steinbrunner LLC for use of MDC Facade Improvement Program grant funds, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman and vice chairman, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Do we have a motion on that? Commissioner Bassan.
I move that we approve resolution 19-048 as read into the record by council, and I echo Commissioner Byrne's comment.
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Bassan and a second by Commissioner Fitzgerald. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassan.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Resolution passes. We're seeing that happen.
What's the timeframe on that?
They've submitted to the city.
On to item number eight, civic block development. Council lady.
Yes, so Mr.
On that one too.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman and commissioners, so this, as the committee, the kind of working on staff-wise met, and then also as we discussed this and approved it jointly, this is the RFP for the civic block by both the city council and this board. There was some discussion of a a basic memorandum of agreement that just kind of lays out the high-level points between the parties. That the RFP, excuse me, the response to the RFP would be good until we finish all the process that's involved. So I was directed to keep it to 2 pages, and I kept it to 2 pages. I cheated a little bit because I attached Exhibit A, which were the conditions of approval.
Which were small.
Yeah, and I made it small print. but the agreement itself, I'll just hit the high points. There was one typo, so I have a new original for you to sign. Just in one of the whereases, there was an extra of. But this agreement has a few paragraphs. The first one acknowledges that there's a public process to go through with the de-annexation and creation of a new, smaller, property-specific urban renewal district, and that's a public process. The city is making no commitments on the outcome of that public process. And then attached the list of contingencies that were part of the approval. And then paragraph 3 is that their proposal will remain valid until those processes are completed, and if it's de-annexed and a new urban renewal district is created, then through the possible negotiation of an owner participation agreement for the reimbursement of the project, reimbursable improvements. They also agree to move forward with the city parks and rec department as far as the design of the community center, and the cost will be borne by them for that. If the urban renewal district, a new one, is not created, then they eat those costs. If a new urban renewal district is created, then in paragraph 6, MDC agrees to consider a request to include those costs in their total project costs for reimbursement. Doesn't say we will approve it. It says we'll consider it. We'll negotiate in good faith. And if we do approve it, it would be paid over time from the increment that's generated from their project. And that's the gist of the agreement. Like I said, pretty basic, high level. Just kind of wanted to lay out the understanding of the parties. And then ultimately this agreement would be signed by MDC, by the city, and by Galena. And at this point, all staff and legal counsel have looked at it and are good with it.
It lasts through January 31st of 2021, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We kind of put that out there. We could all agree to extend that, but just so there was an end date on it. This agreement would be ultimately replaced by that owner participation agreement if everything goes through. So the end date is, just read that last portion. The agreement will automatically terminate if there's a denial of the request to de-annex and create a new district, so that takes it out if that happens. Or the negotiation of an owner participation agreement, which means it's approved and then we have that agreement in place, or 5 p.m. January 31, 2021, whichever occurs first.
Chair.
Commissioner Breslin.
Do you want to wait for the resolution to ask a question?
No, go ahead.
John, remember a couple of years ago when Scott came here and was telling us about all the potential amendments to the urban renewal law and so forth, what is the current process for establishing an urban renewal agency? Is it still city council, strictly city council, or is there a vote of the people or whatever?
So there's two aspects to that. This doesn't create a new agency. A new agency, creation of a new agency, so a brand new urban renewal agency in a city, that requires a vote these days. But creation of a new district, we already have an agency, so the agency's been created, so you don't have to do the vote there. Creation of a new district, a new revenue allocation area, that's a city process, same as we did for 10 Mile, basically. So city has the analysis, the economic analysis, the analysis of all the properties, all those things that they have to consider to make sure that the new district meets the criteria under the state code to be an urban renewal district or revenue allocation area. The de-annexation is a similar process, only you don't have to have all the analysis. I think the city, if they want to de-annex, can just have an ordinance that de-annexes it. There's no criteria or whatever, they can just do that. The creation of the new district has more analysis and requirements to meet. And I think optimally that would kind of almost be a simultaneous process. We wouldn't want to de-annex if we weren't thinking we were gonna create a new district right on the tails of that. So they kind of go together, but one has to happen before the other one.
Would it have a 25-year lifetime?
I think they had 20 in their proposal. And there was some, again, ultimately the owner participation agreement risk is on them if everything's successful for reimbursement. But it seemed like there was some room they felt in the amount that would be generated compared to what they're currently proposing for reimbursement.
More questions for Council Lakey?
One more question.
They were building in a 9 to 12 month window in their proposal. We're hoping for, what was the date for the tax purposes?
July 1.
To try to coincide when the values are communicated to the assessor. And so everybody's trying to push for a July 1, but there's a longer time frame built into it if we need it. That's kind of in control of them in getting their stuff put together as far as analysis and things, and then to the city and the city to go through that process.
Quick follow-up question. Actually, just out of curiosity, from the time it was proposed to the time it was enacted, how long did that 10-mile annexation take, do you recall?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bastelon, as you recall, we weren't brought into the process very early. I don't even think we were aware, or at least I wasn't aware, until probably about October of the year of 2015. So I'm not sure exactly when the city engaged the consultants, but that's when I became aware that that was a discussion, and it was adopted on June 26, 2016. So it's possible, as we've talked about as a group, you know, it's already in an urban renewal district. It is the poster child for what blight is. It's not really creating anything new, feasibility study wise. So I think, you know, it depends on the political will of the new council. But based on just what we're working with, I think it's something that we should be able to get through within that time frame.
Yeah, it's much smaller than the 10-mile area.
Sure.
And 10-mile had a number of certain circumstances to consider.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this one is a little bit more manageable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if there's no further questions, Council Lakey, would you read the title of the resolution, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 19-049, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the Memorandum of Agreement between MDC, City of Meridian, and Galena Opportunity Fund, LLC, to memorialize the main concepts and terms related to the acceptance of the proposals submitted by Galena in response to the request for proposals issued by MDC in cooperation with the city for the Civic Block Redevelopment Project. Authorizing the chairman and or vice chairman and secretary to sign the agreement, authorizing administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and authorizing any technical changes to the agreement and providing an effective date.
Do we have a resolution or a motion?
Yeah,
Mr. Bethel.
Absolutely. I'll move that we approve Resolution 19-049 as written to the record enthusiastically.
By our grand council.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So motion by Commissioner Bastelon, Commissioner Vlasic. Now we'll go to the roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Bastelon.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard.
Aye.
Commissioner Purple.
Aye.
That was an enthusiasm.
That was.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
I am an aye as well. Resolution passes. Progress. I guess that's good. Yeah. On to
Yeah, so, Mr. Chairman, that's the agreement pertaining to the demo and things on the old railroad property. Not quite there yet, provided them a draft, they gave us some comments back. They were going down a little broader road than we anticipated as far as the types of items that they wanted included in that agreement. So we have a meeting with Mr. Truax tomorrow to kind of go over that. So we anticipate we should have that buttoned down and ready for the next meeting.
Questions? Council, if you for that one?
When is our next meeting?
December 11th.
First. And that's our only one in December.
Correct.
The Christmas party.
We get to have one of those?
We've never had one.
We've never had one.
Are you offering to host?
At least be Santa Claus.
Idea works, yes. Well, then we'll move on to the discussion items, the Old Town Lots update. Ashley?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, there's some work happening on site. They're starting with the old city hall property first. We are meeting Friday with Pacific Companies to talk about their parking plan. We've had a little bit of a fire drill this week on some items, and so we're getting everybody around the table, and we're going to get this resolved once and for all so that we... Oh, I received last Friday at 12:30 p.m. a phone call from the site superintendent saying, hey, we need approval to be able to rent the parking spaces on Idaho Avenue, and I need it by Monday. Can imagine my reaction to what that might be. Anyway, so it precipitated a number of phone calls and trying to figure out what that process might be, which I think we have a handle on now, in working with community development and ECHG, but also, you know, reinforcing the idea that we've been asking for this since last December, and again in May, and again in August, and again in September from Pacific Companies. And the last minute request is not something that we can fulfill that quickly. So we're gonna get everything, all the details buttoned down, so that way we can put together a communications plan for the nearby businesses and property owners, at least for the next 2 to 3 months, because I know schedules can change, things can shift on the site, but at least so that we can communicate effectively and try to keep the frustration levels down as much as we can with our stakeholders. And we've invited the MDBA to be a part of that conversation as well. Josh has received a couple of phone calls from me. Yes.
Well, it would sure be nice as activity occurs over there that it's promoted on social media and everything, so people are aware that it is moving forward.
Natalie Pogorski, our PR person, keeps sending me the video. She's like, there's not a lot going on, but here's the last 30 days. We still have the cameras up, so we'll start monitoring that a little bit more.
Water truck moved from here.
Pretty much, yeah, so.
Little bobcat.
The weeds grew.
The weeds did grow.
Is that everything then for Old Town Lots? On to upcoming committee meetings.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and I believe the last page of your packet is the upcoming committee meetings. Just a reminder, we do not have the second meeting of this month, so the meeting schedule is through the first meeting of, or the only meeting of next month. Please let me know if you have any questions. I'm waiting to find out if I'm going to have a parking analysis from Galena Opportunity Fund for the UP property in time for next week's property and parking committee. If I don't, I may bump that meeting and we'll find an alternative time. But if we do, they need to go through an alternative parking request before they can submit their applications to the city for the rest of the project. So I will let you know as soon as I have that information, but I may bump that meeting if they're not going to be ready to go before next week. All I would say is we have been in the audit phase, and I assume no news is good news at this point because we haven't even received a list of questions at this time. So we have the same team that we've had for the past 2 years, I'm told, from Kevin Smith at Ide Bailey. So I've had CLA kind of check in, and so far I think everything's solid. So fingers crossed we'll have that report at the next board meeting. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner DeBeard, I have not received any sort of notice.
I can give you a little info.
Okay, great.
So Jeff Worrell and I have been kind of trading emails back and forth. Mr. Davis is still kind of dragging his feet on the issue. We talked to the board about that before. He wanted the indemnification language modified so it would be different than any other developer that we've had as far as protecting MDC from any litigation in regards to the approval. I communicated back, mostly going through Mr. Wardle, who's kind of, he represents Keller. Mr. Davis has his legal counsel. Communicated that back through him. We want to treat everybody the same in regard to this issue. Everybody else has agreed to it. And so they came back with another proposal that said, okay, well, we want to cap the potential claim to X, to the amount of the improvements. And I communicated back to him that my feeling from the board was that this needs to be the same as everybody else. So communicate that back to Mr. Davis, and that was the last communication that we had. If we get one more final, he says he's got to have this, then we can have another conversation, I suppose. But I suggested, and I think Keller was willing to have them do some kind of agreement between themselves, that if there is some, and I think the claim's pretty unlikely, but if there is some kind of claim, that Keller could provide additional protection to Retail West Properties in their agreement between themselves, and they didn't want to go down that, or didn't agree to that road.
I'm sure they're so frustrated.
I think Keller lucky. Probably is. I don't know. They have their agreements in place now. So I think that part probably moves forward. We approved the parking, so the only thing we're talking about again is the sidewalk, the improvements on the frontage. And I don't know. I don't anticipate it would kill the project because they've got their agreements in place. But from my perspective, it's your call at the end of the day. But essentially, they're getting. The word, but it's free money to pay for something that they would have to do without MDC covering that as far as the improvements on the frontage. And if we're reimbursing them for costs, then they need to protect us from all liability, whatever that may be. And they've been kind of trying to hedge on that. So that's the update. That's where it's at right now. It's kind of back in their court.
Todd, is that liability cap high enough where it's something that we'd feel comfortable with to review if it came up, or is it just so low just to get past that?
The amount is tied to the cost of the improvements. And that, you don't know what legal costs might be and things on top of that. Again, I think the liability itself is pretty low and unlikely, which should be more motivation for them to agree to it, or work it out between themselves. But they're just kind of stuck on that. It is what it is.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Breslin.
Being that we have until 8:45. I have a question for Ashley about some of the other things that we've talked about over the year, 2 years. For instance, the property on Pine and Meridian Road. Remember the young men who were going to build a building there with, you know, for, take up two of those properties. And then the Pine Avenue property just east of Fifth Street, that vacant lot, somebody who's going to build condos or something there had a proposal. Then we have 2.5 Street. And we did finally complete the sidewalk up on Carlton, which looks great, by the way. You know, Philly in that area.
It's not finished yet.
Yeah. Almost. Can you kind of fill us in on, have you heard anything from any of those other people that came to the property committee meeting?
Sorry. No.
Had a semi-trailer parked there with pictures on it.
Well, the owner, or the new owner, John Allen, who purchased the 2.5 Street property, I mean, he wants to do $500,000 condos on, and he did not get it.
In downtown.
Yeah. So he didn't get good feedback with his participation survey that he sent out to the DBA and to others, but beyond that, there have not been any updates on any of those projects.
I think the website that they had up is no longer live.
Yeah, I do know that Bill Truax was going to try to take a run at getting the project back and do the original townhome development, because I think those approvals still stand, at least for a little while.
It's still in the opportunity.
But I don't know that the new property owner is a willing seller at this moment. He's an interesting duck.
While we're...
We've had interesting
decks
on secondary
houses. A lot of downtown Meridian. Actually, the news article on the Civic Block project that went out, and then there's some incorrect facts being spouted. I know that you and Natalie were working on trying to get some of that corrected. Could you give us an update on?
We're meeting with Kate Tamarico next week to try to establish a better relationship with her. She did not reach out to us, but basically just kind of misconstrued what the process was blending processes together between the de-annexation and the new URD process, in addition to the community center and where that funding was coming from. And she incorrectly cited the wrong number, a much higher number than what was actually in the RFP. There's just a lot of little facts that were not correct, and so I get really angsty when I see that, just because I know, especially with the IBR and the Press Tribune, that, you know, we have legislators that read that, and so I don't want to be the problem child for any future legislation. So I want to make sure that everything that is reported is correct. So we are trying to establish that relationship, and I know we've asked for some corrections. I don't know that we're going to get those at this point.
I don't know that it was negative. It was just not accurate.
Correct.
And it'd be nice to have it accurate.
Completely accurate.
Yeah,
yeah,
they don't print corrections unless they're
terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they've been on page 13.
And no one reads it.
I know. So we're trying to figure out how to solve that issue as best as we can to get those facts corrected. But again, you know, it's a complicated project and it's a complicated process. And there was a lot of blending of different concepts that I think would be really confusing to the general public.
as long as they had that rendering in the story, it was impressive to see the rendering. And unless Mayor gets complaints from some, from the article, we wouldn't know.
Well, and I.
I lost my filter, so I'd say.
Well, and I have also made a request as a developer to work through us for the PR side of it as well too, so that way we make sure there's an accurate story.
And that only one person is giving the information, three different people giving versions.
Yeah, I think it's really important.
Mr. Chairman. Actually, I think it's really a good idea to sit down with Kate to come up with, you know, my grandma, when I was younger, taught me a lesson. I was a little bit rambunctious. She always said that poop always, first in the honey always runs smooth and poop. She didn't use that word. Create that relationship with Kate. I think that, you know, going forward, I think that that can be beneficial.
Absolutely.
This organization, but to Kate as well.
Absolutely.
She needs credibility as well.
Absolutely. We have a new press, Meridian Press reporter that's focused on Meridian. I guess Patty is no longer with the Meridian Press. And it's a gentleman who has taken her place. She went to Power Engineers.
Wow.
As a proposal writer, so she's completely out of journalism.
He must be that bearded guy last
night. I
would so. And Natalie knows him from working over in Idaho Falls on projects because he just came from Eastern Idaho. So we're going to meet with him in the next week or so as well too. We're still trying to get a date down. That means, and so again, establish that relationship, give some off the record background on downtown, where we're going, what we're doing, where we've been. So hopefully we can have that accuracy and the ability to be able to have those conversations.
Feed him some potential stories.
I'm sorry?
Feed him some potential stories.
Absolutely.
Anything further for administrator's report? Question now. I don't have anything to add to the chairman's report other than the election's behind us now. I know who we're going to have as the council people and mayor, and look forward to working with everyone who will be in those positions. And we'll miss people that won't be in those positions anymore.
Some of them.
And on that note, at the Chamber Gala last week, I don't know if Commissioner Vassalon, if there was anyone else there, Rob was there. They had a very nice thank you for the mayor for her years of service. So a little video that they put together for you. And I didn't know about your desire to be a juggler.
Yeah. I see that video. I was able to not tell you how.
It was my calling. I had to practice.
For those of you that weren't there, they had a video of what people saying thank you to Mayor Tammy, and at the end they had a blooper outtake thing, and it was Jim Morton, and he made some comment about, wasn't it in the bloopers, or was it?
It
was in the bloopers. About how that Tammy had really wanted to be a juggler, but he talked to her and decided, you know, got her to decide to run for office instead of pursuing her career as a juggler. So it was funny. It was a cute video.
Tammy, is your last day in office December 31st?
January 7th.
January 7th?
That's when we have our last city council meeting and we swear in everyone.
I'm looking forward to the no filter. You made the comment about how you were going to testify at city council meetings now. I will tune in for that.
It's good. There's certain things you can't say on the dais, but on the other side, you can say whatever you want.
Well, nothing further for the chairman's report. Do we have any public comment? Anyone care to say anything? No? All right. Well, if not, Do we have a motion to adjourn? Do we have a second? We are adjourned.